two of North America's most coveted stakes, the Jockey Club Gold Cup and the Suburban. In the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, he handed Blaine his only defeat in his Eclipse Award year. Fact is, Haynesfield won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5, the distances from 6.5 wrongs to a mile and a quarter. Retired with earnings of over $1,319,000. He is the son of champions Chris Pipestown, the current Lockton and Gould, getting the door for number one on the North American style list. And his female family is just as impressive, having already given us a chance at 5 millionaire, room right here, and dozens of stakes lists. Now, the first hold by Enfield Williams. You will likely have the opportunity to see some of them at the ball breeding stop sale. We think you're going to like what you see. Haynesfield stands and misses references on the Airbus Studs. See the website at airbusstuds.com and remember, the Airbus Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Can I take a picture of this?
Not for yourself. But you know those little chase.
Well, good morning, and we are here in the Cocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center with the heater on. It's cold out there.
Yes,
cold,
it is.
Cold and cloudy.
And you know what's going on Paris Pike?
What now?
They had a special bike gathering or something in Paris. So the long part of their journey down Paris Pike to here and turning around.
You're kidding. Are they out there already?
Yeah, they're out there with...
What did they do, block one lane or something?
Yeah, block the fast lane.
They let them go in the fast lane, you have to pass
the inside. And you know, the people that know what they're doing, you can tell, they're way over to the left, out of the way. There's one old lady out there riding down almost smack on that center line.
She might end up with a hood on her.
She might very well. Right. I think they should have run them up to Carlisle or somewhere, but that's not...
well, anyway, it's...
And it is cold and it is raining.
What are you eating over there?
Pistachios.
Well, I can't do that.
Holly?
I'll be spitting nuts.
Brought in some pistachios. Those are good ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where'd you get them?
Clover Valley. Where'd you get them?
Dollar store.
Oh, okay.
They're delicious.
Well, what are we going to do today? Well, Chance Tim from Windstar is going to come in at about the top of the hour. Dr. Doug Byers will be here. Of course, he does our vet segment. Michael Blown from Old Friends, and he's got some news, I do believe, that he wants to lay on us today. Steve Moody from the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And of course, that's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And he's going to give us the winner of the Raven Run Stakes, which is a feature race at King today. We've got Jackie's announcement. I ran across an obit on Exterminator, written in 1945. So I'm gonna get to that. And sometime during this show, we'll make time. Also, there's a column by Joe Palmer about Exterminator, and it's an arm. Okay, that's arm, written back in 1947, and it's entitled Two Gillings. And I want to see if I can get to that. Show's on the regular time next Saturday. There's a Thursday football game. I don't know about the Saturday after next. It's to be announced. They play Alabama State here. Is that right, Bessie? Alabama State?
You're a surgeon. It's not some cook.
At least it's in Alabama.
No. Mary did that.
Yeah, that. But they about wiped us out up here, physically and mentally, I think, anyway. Want to note the passing of David Greathouse. I've known David most of his life. Nice guy, comes from a family of horsemen, a great house family, Greencrest Farm over there. They've had raised a lot of runners. I knew their dad, John Sr. He was, they bred a Kentucky Derby winner over there in Phoenician Way. And, David was a nice guy, died much too young. He was 63. I didn't even realize that he was ill. And, somebody that young, you don't think about it, you know, and anyway, he will be missed. It's a nice family, the great house family. Over in Midway, and of course, as I say, they've been in business quite a while. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show. Let's see, we've had 10 winners. Matt Frazier won another quarter horse race up at Indiana Downs. Paul Brown won with Larry and Elaine down in Mountaineer. Billy Harden won at Mountaineer, so did Jesse Carl with Tater Tonner. I just won about three in a row with Tater Tonner.
Yeah, it's not a name you forget.
No, you don't. And anyway, let's see, where did I leave off? I left off with Tater Tonner. Luis Parado won one at Keeneland with Bear on the Run. Magdalena Milazzo won with Miss Sharonovsky. Tim Hsu won with Reflector. He trains for the Preston Stables. Otto Draper won with Almighty Storm. He's won a couple this month so far. One at Keeneland and one at, where was the other? Indiana Downs. Billy Harden won with Ote at Indiana Downs. And last night, what was yesterday?
No. Friday?
No, it was the 21st. Wayne Mogi won at Indiana Downs.
Oh, good.
With Flatter Me Blue.
Huh.
Wonder who he's by, or she's by.
I wonder, yeah.
You would assume it was by Flatter right away, wouldn't
you? Wouldn't you?
I would, but that doesn't make it so, but there you go. Let's see what else was going on today that's very, that I can get in before I have to take a commercial break. I got about 3 minutes. I tell you what, I could get this.
Oh, congratulations to Josephine Abercrombie winning the Pin Oak that she sponsored.
Yeah.
And she stood out there and in her right hand she had the trophy, and she said, I'd like to present this trophy on the behalf of Pin Oak Farm.
To me.
To me. And then she puts her hand, she said, thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Now, she's making this up.
I know, but we were talking about that before the race, because we said, how do you present a trophy to yourself? And we were kind of thinking that'd be fun.
Well, Judd Mine had to do the same thing. They wanted Judd Mine to
too. With,
yeah. Yeah, with that.
So there's Garrett. Trophy in one hand on behalf of Judmont Farm. You know, I won. That's fine.
And well,
it was an exciting race, too, because she came from behind.
Yeah, two of our sponsors.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
All right, good sponsors. Well, let me do a set of commercials, and then we'll get into something by the time Michael and them will come up. But anyway, on October 12 in Great Britain, the Group 1 Dubai Dewhurst Stakes was won by War Command, 2-year-old coach hit by Warfront. That win plus two of the group wins, champion War Command is a likely 2-year-old champion in England and Ireland. War, front ranked fifth on the North American side. He's got 16 stakes on the 24 stakes horses, 10 graded stakes, one of two grade one winners.
I'm going to try
and earns over $8,528,000 this year. In 2013, his sales yearly sold for an average of $385,364. Needless to say, I didn't buy any. Warfront's lofty status has been achieved through runners such as War Command and Data Link, who is to join his sire at Stud at Craven Farm in 2014. Now, Data Link won the Grade 1 Maker's 46 Mile at Keeneland, won the Grade 2 Citation at Hollywood Park, the Grade 2 Mammoth Handicap, and the Grade 3 Canadian Turf at the Gulfstream. That's graded stakes winners at four different tracks. He earned $831,355. His dam won stakes, and she's a full sister to the stakes winner, Vesper, dam a grade one stakes winner, and near millionaire, Hymnbook. Hymnbook by Art, who also stands at Clayton Farm. It's a running family. Warfront's 2014 stud fee is $150,000. The grade one winning son, Data Link, is entering stud for $7,500. And the fees are payable when the foal stands in there. It's clear to Bernie Sand. See the website at cravenfarm.com. You want to start on your announcement?
Sure.
Well, I can get this out of the way.
However you want to do it, doesn't matter.
Huh?
Whatever you want.
Hey.
You know, he was real cute when he was young.
Really?
We've got wind pictures of him. Yeah, cute as he could be.
What happened?
He got old.
I saw him.
Well, it was September sale of the Keeneland's history. Not too late to acquire a nice yearling from a farm noted for raising and selling runners. Indian Creek. Just go to Barn 5 at the Paisley Tip in October sale. Of course, that starts Monday. Excuse me. You'll find a colt by Blame, originally cataloged for the Keeneland sale. He was withdrawn because of a minor setback, but he's 100% now, and he's out of a daughter of El Prado. And she earned over $433,000. Then there's a filly by Stormy Atlantic. That's a full sister to a graded stakes winner at Keeneland. The colt by Congrats, he's a half-brother to a grade one stakes winner of over $963,000. Cold bites, smoothie quality out of a Saratoga Steaks winner and steaks slash producer. Plus nice youngsters by Badge of Silver, discreetly mined. The New York red coat by Freud, Freud a leading New York sire. Corinthian, Reddy's Image, Street Sense, Flower Alley, Political Force, Eddington. Remember, they raised 6 champions at Indian Creek to go to Barn 5 at Facing Tipton, Kentucky. And to ensure your purchases, call the folks, Clay Ward Agency in Paris, 859-987-1861. They've been insuring horses for 80 years now. Over eight. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency. That's two names you should remember if you're in the thoroughbred business. All right, I'm going to take care of my good friends out at the KTA right off the bat. Here's a fly in here. Jack, did you bring your gun?
No, I forgot my phone, too. Oh, that really makes me sad. Maybe I can whack them with a stopwatch.
Did you forget? Yeah.
I'm going to call from here on your phone. Ursel, we went to Keelan yesterday.
Yeah.
And he left his hat in the cloakroom of the Keelan room.
Yeah. What?
And he loves his hat. First, it's his best hat he likes.
Yeah, and I need one.
254.
I don't wear a hat, they'll get me for indecent exposure. All right, well, Kentucky bred winners of stakes races last weekend and this week. This is the compliments of the KTA and my good friend David Schweitzer at the KTA.
Can you get
where
me
else?
The
grade one, Queen Elizabeth, the second challenge
coming
up, was won by Kitten's Dumplings. That's one of those Kitten's Joy, read by Ken and Sarah Ramsey, and I know he particularly wanted to win that one. The Knickerbocker Stakes is grade three. And Belmont winner was Za Approval by Ghost Zapper. Of course, Ghost Zapper stands over at Athena Springs, and this one was bred by the Live Oak Stud. Pianist won the Athena Grade 3 at Belmont Park. Pianist by More Than Ready, also stands at Windstar, and was bred by Great Stock. Grade 3 BC Premier Handicap in Canada winner was Commander, son of Broken Bow. It stands, of course, at Pinoak Stud, bred by the Farrakhan Farm. The Pinoak Valley Bee Stakes yesterday out of Keene overheard by Macho Uno, who is, of course, Adina Springs stallion. He's a good one, too. Pinoak Stud read the winner on the Pinoak Stakes. That's pretty good. The Ballerina Grade 3, Madeira Park won that. Madeira Park, Exclusive State and Ray Hansen. Buffalo Trace Franklin County Stakes. The tune was won by a Queen's Award, read by Carl Hirsch, Ray Bradley, and William Bradley, and trained by Eduardo Caramori, who trains right here at the Thoroughbred Center. The Sycamore Stakes, Thursday out of Cleveland, went to Najar. He's by the Belmont Stakes winner, Jazzle, who stands, of course, at Shadwell Farm, and was bred and owned by Shadwell Farm. So it's been knocking on the door in stakes, and got one third. Belmont, I'm a Banker, $100,000 race, selling to Blingo by Artie Schiller, who stands over at Windstar, bred by Ben Walden Jr. and Mr. Ray. Anokia Stakes at Santa Anita winner was Bajan, by Spicetown. Spicetown stands at Windstar. This one's bred by the Farfeller Farm. The Speakeasy Stakes at Santa Anita winner was Candyman. That's a 2-year-old colt in the second crop of the Mission. He stands at Spendthrift Farm. And he was bred by Malibu Farm. He's all Kentucky breds now. The Coastal Stakes at Belmont Park. Vegas No Show won that one. Remember Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings, the I'm a Banker Stakes at Belmont Park, went to Blingo, and then Artie Schiller, bred by Ben Wallen and Mr. B. Ray. Did I give you that before? Well, anyway, you won it twice. Wednesday's Barbaro Stakes went to Purple Egg. Purple Egg was bred by Betts Gitter and Robinoff. Of course, that's Bill Betts and Chuck Gitter. And Nancy Robinoff. The Harvest Gold Play Handicap at Northland was won by Ace That's another good sacrifice. By Wall Street Thoroughbreds and a Dana Spring. The Bulldogs.
Okay.
In California.
I'm out of gas.
Fire was that by the store.
Yep, that's
the governor's cup stakes. Tuesday at Zip. That was won by Al Sono. He's by Limehouse. I think Limehouse is now in Argentina, but he may be back.
No, he's not. He's in West Virginia.
Is he really?
Same thing.
Same thing. Bunch of mountains.
Well, no. He's at O'Sullivan Farms under the watchful eye of Randy Funkhouse.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know. Where did I come up with that? Is that unbelievable or what? Yeah. Anyway, I'm not even surprised.
That could be a total lie.
If you shut up, I'll finish this.
Well, you're not going to finish.
I'm not going to finish.
Your rod's on.
Anne-Marie Farm, Red Alfonso. The Dubai Dewhurst Stakes, Group 1, War Command, Warfront, Red Buttons, Allen, was raised in Cleveland Farm, and Warfront at Cleveland Farm. Grand Prix of Thomas Byron, went to Earnshaw, bred by Darley. The Prix Dahlia went to Keynes Farm, bred by Gaines Gentry.
Mixed the whole thing.
Those latitudes in France. And I have now been joined by the mouth that roared.
No,
it's mouse.
Great movie with Peter Sellers.
Yeah, it was, but yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I knew you saw it. It's in black and white.
And Doc will get out of here. And Dr. Doug Byer.
Yep.
Put a sweater on today, Doug.
I did. And I have some gossip to share with you. Talking to Thor.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Dr. Thor.
And he said he had a good talk with you.
Yeah.
And he said, but he still isn't gonna.
Still not gonna come on the show.
I said, well.
He's so reticent. Modest.
He is, probably one of the most unique people.
He is.
Ever.
Unique is a really nice word for it.
Yeah. I was going to think different.
But we're blessed to have him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. His wife must be a saint.
She is a saint.
We're all married to saints.
No,
I'm
right.
Well, not about that.
Well,
Jackie, are you a saint?
Yeah, she is. Believe me. She's believing any objective, Your Honor, any objective jury.
Hey, how about Pinnock winning the Pinnock race?
I know.
Yeah, did you bet?
You know, before the race, I said to Diane, I said, look at this. I said, Justine has a horse in the race. You know, I always like to bet the home angle, right? So but then I look at it, I go, well, I'm not sure the horse is ready. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I talk myself off the horse, but it's for fun. Coming on the outside late.
Yeah, late, too. It's fun.
Yep. But that was a great party. We ought to thank Josephine Abercrombie for inviting us to the Keeneland room yesterday to observe the race and have some good food and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
I didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
No. They give me a drug called rituximab, which changes your immune system. And I take it temporarily. Well, it knocks my socks off.
Oh, my.
I'm plodding along, and so.
Well, we'd have brought you something to eat if we'd known.
Well, but Josephine is a star. She's just a star.
Yeah.
And Clifford's a star. You know, good people.
Yeah. They are good people.
Yeah.
They are good people. Saw Clifford, of course, and his lovely bride.
Yeah.
Rode up in the elevator with him, matter of fact.
Gave Clifford a picture of Creator.
You did?
Yeah. He broke him as a 2-year-old.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Said he was rough.
Yeah, said he was. I said he's still the boss, but his teeth aren't as sharp as they used to be. In fact, I think he doesn't have many. He gums everything. He figured out how to do that, too.
Well, yeah, you have to get him some of those Macaulay longevity things.
Yeah, well, he can still snap off those ginger snaps and the fresh strawberries and those pears that I can't eat, that Diane feeds him all the time. He has his own little section in the refrigerator for his food.
Diane's favorite.
Next to the beer.
Huh?
You?
No, she won't let me keep beer in the refrigerator in the house. It has to be in the garage because that takes up too much room.
Yeah, there's so much of it.
So I've got the garage.
Sobriety test going in and out.
Yeah, that's right.
Like me, I've got my beer in the garage.
Yeah, we haven't
the same spot.
That's where you have to go.
You have to go to the garage to get a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, she stores some in the routine fridge. But
yeah. Send a runner.
Yeah.
I'll come over and run a few for you.
Yeah.
Because I get to pick up two on every trip.
Well, Thorpe is coming over, I think today or tomorrow, to look at some trees. And
he's not going to euthanize any trees. Is
he? Shoot him!
Anyway.
Might cut a few.
Yeah.
There you go.
Neuter a few trees.
Hello, like you see my maple gelding?
Yeah, right. It doesn't shed those.
Never mind. Yeah. Well,
moving along.
We might take a detour here for a moment.
Leave the wall, it's low.
Yeah. Yeah.
We better move right along.
Just skyrocketing now. What'd he say?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I believe he said that about that.
We can keep on bashing Thor. But he's not listening to this.
He doesn't listen to anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to
radio or otherwise.
Wife included, probably.
We like him. He knows it.
We're laughing with him.
Yeah,
we're not at him.
Now, we had great guests. We've had great guests to visit the farm. We had the owners of Judge's Case come to the farm yesterday, and then they all went to Caneland and had a ball. They claimed Judge's Case when he was a 10-year-old gelding. They said to the trainer, "What are you doing claiming a 10-year-old gelding?" He says, "This horse still has some stuff in him. He's ready to go." And he won four races for these people.
Oh, that's
is
nice.
That right?
And he told me the trainer was looking at it. He couldn't understand. He ran him on a couple of Wednesdays and against some inferior fields, and he wouldn't win anything. He'd run him on Saturday and Sunday against better fields, and he won. Mm-hmm. And it took him a long time to figure this out. But he said, "You know what?" He said, "This horse, He won't run unless there's an audience."
Oh, fine.
Anyway, we have him at the farm.
Maybe he was insulted by the company.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. That could be it. But he said, no, he looked around the stands. He was a deep closer. And when he got, you know, he'd start to close, he'd look around at the stands, and if there's nobody in it, he'd stop.
Oh.
I'm just telling you what he told me.
Yes. Tell
him
about.
We believe every word that Michael says.
I like this.
Tell him about the girl that came down from Boston and won the big, whatever, 10 cents.
Oh yeah.
What now? Oh, the lady came from Boston.
Well, my best friend from Boston, Alan Berker, and his son and his daughter-in-law and their granddaughter came down last weekend to spend the weekend with us. We had a great time. And we went to Keeneland on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So her father said, "Let's play a 10-cent superfecta. I'll pick out two horses, you pick out three." So she picks out three, he picks out two. The ticket costs him $12. The 10-cent super that they hit came back $5,400.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that great?
And she donated 500 to old friends.
Well, she should have come up with a little bit more.
Well, that's what you say. Mr. Generosity when it's somebody else's dough.
Yeah, exactly.
holy cow.
At least 10%.
This
would have been
a nice story.
Yeah, she's really, she's only in the ninth grade. And it looks as if she's qualified for the Pan Am Games in synchronized swimming.
Is that right?
She's in the ninth grade.
Whoa. Oh my
and
God.
Every other kid on the team is, you know, she's from Massachusetts. And she uses the pool at the high school, the public high school. All these other kids are, you know, their parents are, they're all from California and Florida, and they kick them into the pool every day. She just doesn't respond, and she's right at the top of her game.
She'll be the one without a tan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mary Simon just arrived.
Monet Mary.
Oh, good. Monet Michael Mary's Groupie. Here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Michael Groupie.
Yeah. Michael Groupie.
Yeah. Single digits.
Boy, you set some low standards.
Yeah, I should say. Well, now that she's seen you.
Right. And she just moved up. Yeah. Let me take a break here and we'll get back to you guys. Well, first defense and mizzen mast, the Dedmont Stags. They both sired 2013 Classic winners. First defense and his first crop is the sire of Closed Hatches. Winner of the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, the $1 million Cotillion, and the Grade 2 Gazelle. In the Gazelle, she beat Princess of Silmar by 3 lengths. Clothes Hatches has earned over $1 million. Mizzen Mass is the Sire Flotilla. Winner this year, the Group 1 French 1,000 guineas. Last year, Flotilla was the co-champion 2-year-old filly in France after she won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Silver Purse. Mizzen Mass sired another Breeders' Cup winner in 2012. He was the only sire to do so. In misdirection, Concord Colts and the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and reading the day where she goes again. Misdirection has won 3 more graded stakes this year for earnings over $1,169,000. Mizzen Mass has sired 5 Grade 1 stakes winners. There are 4 yearlings, a colt and 3 fillies by First Defense, and 3 by Mizzen Mass, a colt and 2 fillies. Catalog for the October sale at Paging Division, Kentucky, which begins Monday. Take a good look. Both First Defense and Mizzen Mass are proven Grade 1 sire. For more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Eric Fry and see the website at junmont.com. How've you been?
I've been.
Good.
Busy. Good to see you. A treat for you. Oh, wow. Competing with yours now.
Oh, fabulous. No, we're not competing.
We can't have one
we don't compete. We're not competing. We don't compete.
We help each other.
Yeah.
Did you hear her?
Got a great gal in charge of that now. You know who's in charge of the rerun program, Lisa, don't you?
Yeah.
Lisa Malone.
The second one she got.
Really?
Yeah.
She's back?
Lisa, no, she's not. She's working out of Virginia, but she's in charge of the rerun.
She's in charge of rerun.
She loves you. She's super. She talks about you
she's
all the time.
She's a star.
She is
yeah, she's
a star.
Great. She's great. You're better than good.
Yeah.
She's a pro.
She's the best.
Yeah.
And keeps track of everything.
She does.
I mean, she's got honest. More energy and smarts. She's worse than he is.
I'll have to take up smoking if that's what it does for you.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Did you
well, October 12th at Belmont, the Grade 3 $200 Athenia Stakes was won by Pinister, a 4-year-old filly by more than ready. Pinister covered the mile on the 16th and won 39-4. She ran the mile and won 33-3, won by 2 lengths. The Athenia was the second graded stakes winner of the year for Pinister. She won the Grade 3 Gallarette at Pimlico. And last year she won the Gibbon Stakes at Belmont, and she's earned nearly $500,000. More Than Ready is nationally ranked again this year, with 9 stakes winners, 6 graded stakes winners, 2 grade 1 stakes winners, and earners of over $6.5 million. Lifetime, he has sired over 120 stakes winners, 14 grade 1 stakes winners. He has sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, and ranked number 1 on the 2-year-old sire list. And that's why his 2013 sales yearling sold for an average of $125,325. More Than Ready is at Windstar Farm. In fact, he is one of 5 Windstar stallions ranked among the top 25 active sires. Now it's stud in North America. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Vienna Packard, or Chance Tim. 873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com. Alrighty. Michael?
Oh.
Are you back?
I got my loser of the week.
Alright.
In the Raven Run today.
Oh, okay.
That's a wide open race. I think that the 10-cent super will pay at least $500, maybe more. Because it's a full field, and you can make a case for 10 of the horses at least.
Wow.
Well,
I've got to listen to Steve Moody, see what he has to say. But I like it. Alfred's got a horse in here. Alfred Knuckles has a horse in here. And the 3-horse, turn by turn, Kent DeSormo's riding. Kent's been riding lights out over there. He's been doing really, really well. He came to the farm the other day. It was a couple hours ago.
Nice.
Anyway, this horse is 2 for 2 and is obviously moving up from a optional claimer, non-winners of one other than moving up into a Grade 2 stakes race. But she's 2 for 2. She's done everything they've asked for her. You know, she didn't race a 2-year-old. So they gave her a lot of time to develop and all that. So I think that turn by turn, the 3 horses, 12-1 on the morning line might just get part of it and make the 10-cent super worth cash.
There you go.
Very good. So I'll take turn by turn with just the 3 horses that Moody picks.
Oh, there you go. Is
well,
Ramsey
I'm looking at
anything?
His form. And Mare, somebody, Plenty O'Toole, is the number 1 horse.
Irish bred?
She's got to be, but you know, Peter Dumb. Dumb.
Peter Blum.
Ooh, careful.
Peter Blum. B-L-U-M for those of listening.
Yeah.
B-L-U-M.
Peter Blum that bred that mare 25 years ago.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think she had devil and his due.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a good one.
So yeah. That's a half brother to devil and his due.
What,
I don't know who,
no, I don't think so. He's talking about the mayor.
Oh.
The mayor's got a funny old tool. Looked like the same spelling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Peter would be thrilled.
You know, they're...
Only you would come up with something like
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah. I need to call Peter anyway. Brought up.
Well, what's your vet top? What are we talking about today?
Well...
Let's get somebody in here make sense.
Yeah.
Some brain.
Get a little closer to that. I'm going to school you on that microphone.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to swallow it. Just get a little closer to it.
The,
pick his teeth with it there.
I'm going to talk about urine.
Oh, yes. Boy.
How about his?
Oh, right. Oh, we're looking for that
one.
We're
getting pretty sophisticated.
That's my favorite.
It's your cornflakes.
Did you hear what I said? Next to poop, that's my favorite.
No, really, that's next to you. Well, the horse is unique. Got it. And so the urine is kind of foamy, except for foals. Foals don't concentrate their urine till they get to be 6 months of age or later.
I gotta admit, Doc, I never had examined it that close.
Well, obviously Michael has.
Unfortunately, I think I have.
So, getting a urine sample, most veterinarians don't get one, but it's easy to do. You know, put a catheter to the fillies, colts, a little more difficult. And so you examine the urine. If you're going to do what they call a free catch, just flow, then you want to pay attention to the color and the change of the color. So let's suppose you had some bleeding in the urinary tract. Well, you can see that. And then you catch it, and you take it to the lab, and see what they find. So an older horse may have what we call sand. Horses, you know, don't have, they don't concentrate, or they do concentrate, typically, and so you can kind of pay attention to it right in the barn, but it didn't catch it in a cup. And if you're saying, you know, boy, this thing looks lousy, just take it to the lab. Tell your veterinarian you want to see what that urine looks like.
Does it smell funny if it's bad?
Not always.
Uh-huh. Jackie asked if it smells funny.
Yeah.
She's over here behind in the easy chair 5 yards behind us. I know you didn't hear it.
Well, it may have an odor, but usually it doesn't. Because they dilute themselves so much. Now, you look at a sample of urine going into the stall, and it would be foamy. That's normal. That's normal. If it's dilute, that's not normal. So, they're not concentrating their urine correctly. So, you know, horses are the only ones that consistently produce foamy urine in the stall. So, you know, if everything looks good, it's good. But if you have any curiosity, you say, well, I don't like the way he's urinating. He keeps urinating way too frequently. And he looks like he's got a tinge of blood in there. Well, just catch it, take it to the lab, and see what you got, and get your veterinarian to, interpret it. So, and horses generally don't have too much urinary tract problems. But if they do, you can spot it. So it's not like it's hiding.
Pay attention, in other words.
Yeah. And so, if you do have urine concentration that's different, then it's like your battery fluid. The specific gravity, it can be measured. And then get that thing, you can walk in the lab and you got your answer. In 20 seconds, you know. So, 10, 20 is what we call, or 10, 10, isostenuria. That means the urine is not concentrated. Okay? And generally you want to have urine have a specific gravity of about 10, 20. Now there are a lot of things that can affect that. Hormones, steroids, and so you can alter it. But 10-10 is not concentrating urine, and there's something wrong. Shouldn't be there. So when you get above 10-24, it's a pretty normal thing. So the range is from 10-10 to 10-24. And so, you know, these are things that owners might get suspicious of. And it can be, like you said, to the odor that shock. So you can have urine that has crystals, and that's normal. Horses have normal crystals in their urine. But if it gets to be too much with an odor, then you might have an infection. So, and anyway, it's just a thing that you would look for, that something's wrong. And it's easy to just get a sample and tell your veterinarian, I'm going to the lab with this. This is horse just not right. And so,
when a horse gets an infection, like a flu or something, you know, whatever's going around, like maybe a chest thing and they cough, does that normally affect the urine?
No.
No. Okay.
The urine.
Well, I know it's
God. The urinary tract is.
Let's send him back to vet school.
So the urinary tract is really more specific.
Yeah.
Because you're going to filter the blood through the kidneys and you're going to develop urinary tract infection, whatever. A good example of something that's really a non-consequence is herpes virus. Those horses that get infected, they get a spastic urethra, and so they spit urine. They don't flow.
Mm.
Right.
So you and they get over that.
Huh.
But that's a good example of something that changes.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. So now I'm not going to go so bold as to hand it over to Michael.
I don't blame you. All right, well, let me take a little break here. Thursday, Keelan, the $100,000 Sycamore, was won by Najjar, the third stakes winner from the first grub by Jazzle. Been owned by Shadwell Farm, Najjar has been knocking on the door in stakes. He was beaten a half length in the Grade 3 Louisville handicap, a length and a quarter in the Grade 3 Arlington handicap, and a length and a quarter in the American St. Ledger, also at Arlington, for earnings of $237,972. Jazzle's also beside the 2013 stakes winner, Comediante, winner of 5 stakes during his lifetime, and including Grade 1 stakes down in South America, plus 3 more to place in stakes this year. Just Sizzle, who trains right here, he's placed in Graded stakes at Churchill. Seafree, his group stakes placed in France, and Sweet Little Man, his stakes placed at Woodmount. There are 3 Jazzle urines in the October sale at Paisley Tipton, Kentucky, starting Monday. There are also 5 by Hall of Famer Invisor. Sire of 2 2013 stakes winners, including a graded stakes winner, and 2 bond bridles, multiple graded stakes winning son, Mustin Farr. He's got 7 winners, from, including a stakes place runner from just 9 starters now. 7 out of 9 have won. For more about the Shadwell Farm Stands, contact Stand Manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585. See the website, ShadwellFarm.com. Alrighty, when did I stop in? My good friend Ralph Quillen down at the Kentucky Tack, he had to take a blanket, one of my rain sheets for the horses that we put on them, you know, because we don't put them up. We put a rain sheet on them and said, "You're out, buddy." His old buildings.
Anyway. Jackie does the same to you. I saw it the other day.
You should.
But anyway. Put a rain sheet out of what about
something. Well, you know how they tear them up. And this one, it had one of the straps torn off, so we took it over to Quill and Tack, where it was to go. And I took it in, dropped it off, and I hadn't got home yet, and they said, "It's ready." So I took it up the next day. But great place, great tack shop down in Paris, Kentucky. I tell you how to get there. If you're going into Paris, just go to the 3rd stoplight and look on your left, and it's Quillen Leather and Tack. My good friend Ralph Quillen. Go and say hello to Sandy or Debbie. It's the nation's largest custom halter shop, and it's certainly the best around here. They're great work. I know Michael imposes on them a lot.
All the time.
Anybody. He grab anybody.
I am afraid that is true.
Yeah, but they...
I plead guilty.
You plead guilty for that. Well, they it's a great product. The tactic is... And I'll tell you what, they got a good gift shop down there, too, so...
Yeah, they just made some fabulous keychains for us. Old friends' keychains. Oh, the leather ones with the brass nameplates on them. They're really, really nice. They're flying out of the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
That's... Okay. How much are they?
That's
I don't know.
What all they can get.
Everything in our gift shop's overpriced, but it goes for the horses.
It's Quill and Leather and Tack. It's quillandqillan.com, and it's down in Paris, Kentucky. Now, the Daily Racing Form breeding section, and Michael's already over there eyeing my Sunday racing editions.
We saw him. You know, I don't care what you say, he does pay attention.
Yeah.
Anyway. This week's edition of the breeding edition, which is in the Sunday form, which is on the newsstand right now, and got some interesting articles in there. John Sparksman's writing about the emergence of a sire over in Europe that I can't pronounce his name. IFFAAJ. Now, I know where would you pronounce that? IFFAAJ. That's worse than Ursula. Well, anyway.
Must be Gaelic.
That's John Sparksman writing about that. Nicole Russo is writing about the Indiana Breeders Program, the state programs up there, some changes that they've made in it, so you better take a look at that. The Hot Sire of the Week, Patrick Reed's writing about Galileo. He's the Hot Sire of the Year, I would imagine, you know. I mean,
every year.
Every year, just about. He's Europe's leading sire.
Yeah.
And, of course, he is Kumar.
Yeah.
Yeah. People know what they're doing, don't they, Doug?
They do, and... that's one of the nicest horses you can ever be around.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Tell us about him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just a kind horse, and he's got all the smarts put together, and he's unique. He's special.
Is he big?
No.
No, it's not big.
Not a real big horse. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
We have some fabulous photographs of Galileo, autographed by the jockey.
You didn't give the time of
It's open 7 days a week.
From what to what?
10 to 3:30. And it's not too early to start shopping for Christmas. These items will just fly out of the shop.
Anyway, let me continue with talking about today's Sunday edition, where Joe Nevels is writing about the Tracy Tipton Kentucky Fall Yearling Sale, and of course they've got the comprehensive state proportion of sire lists and everything. It's a Daily Racing Form. Racing's Bible. And I really, really like the new way they've, the new format, the smaller.
New format's great.
That's really, really good. Right?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Hats off to Mark Simon and everybody at the Racing Form.
Now, what are they going to do with the next revival of Guys and Dolls? They're all sitting there with you kicking the whole thing, singing, "I got the horse right here," instead of the great all big paper. There.
Well, if they do it as a period piece, they can go back to
reprint. There you go.
All right. Well, can you say anything about the new location?
Oh, yeah, sure. First of all, I want to thank Charles Knuckles an awful lot over at Knuckles Farm because he helped us enormously. Our lease expired over at Muirfield, and so we were looking at some of the other options, and he just allowed us to have a big field over there with all these great horses in it. I can't thank Charles Knuckles enough, or his cousin Albert. Albert's got a couple of stallions over there, and Charles got the geldings at his place. But I was over there the other day with some people that they had a horse named Westmoreland Road, and they wanted to see him. And the horses were running in a field, and you never saw them have so much fun. It was so great to see that they were just running for the fun of it. It was just a real thrill to see them coming over that hill. Charles Knuckles with Fred and all his staff over there just take great care of them. So really, really lucky.
Well, they know how to take care of horses.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And he's doing it very, very inexpensive.
I got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I asked him a couple of times, and he was like his dad. I never could get his dad.
Yeah. Well, they're over there with Monarcos. Monarcos, I love Monarcos, but he gets two Guinnesses a day.
He does?
One in the morning and one at night. So I'm going to bring a case of Guinness over. It's kind of like, but thank you, President Monarcos, for allowing us to move our geldings in there. But it's really kind of cool. You know, you see all these geldings running around in there, you know, all these grade one winners running against each other, just having a great old time. I mean, it's really, really nice. And it was an aggravating moment. I mean, they paired off with each other. There wasn't any fighting or anything.
Just one big field.
No women.
Three waterers and big in a pond. And they're just...
No bears.
You guys have it evolved. A lot of grass.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to take a break. I want to get Mary Savion on over here.
Mary Savion. Mary's going to talk about the rerun calendar, which is featuring Monet. So I'm just giving some preview here. Anyway, it's a beautiful calendar, and people should buy it.
All righty. We'll explain when Mary gets over here what a Monet is.
Yeah, hold it up. Let them see.
Yeah. Okay. To the left of your radio, Doc.
Thank you, guys, for coming by. As usual, Doc.
Yep. I'll make it my way.
All righty.
And Mary, you come on over.
Holly, hi, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
All right. Well, last Monday at Santa Anita, the $100,000 speakeasy stakes was won by Candyman, a 2-year-old bull for the individual. Candyman broke his maiden first time out at Del Mar, then turned in solid performance in back-to-back grade one races. Del Mar for Santa Anita. Del Mar for two. And Santa Anita. Congratulations to those who participated in the innovation to share the upside trophy, who now want to keep breeding right. Keep that in mind for a future auction at Spencer Farm. For more information about the Spencer Stash and possible breeding incentives, get in touch with Camp Roman, Deb Dempsey, Mark Dudacker at 859-2940. See the website at SpencerFarm.com. I want to take time to talk about a couple of really nice products reborn with the whole bovine colostrum. What it does is it increases the horse's immune system. It's a whole concentrated bovine colostrum that provides support for all stages of the equilibrium career. Start with a fold, incidentally. And it lets your runners perform at the best with all natural growth factors. So you can call today. Let me give you a number. It's an 800 number, 901-8494, about reborn. And a lot of the top trainers use it. Charlie the Press uses it for a wide band. Of course, you hear that should be enough incentive. It's right there. And they make it for humans also. Jackie uses it.
I sure do.
I don't think you're
Jackie.
Anyway. It's a great product. It's got the key already developed. And he also developed with Lucrecine. that's the one that Jack says. Did you get both of these products?
I know.
At Old Friends, at KBC, and like in Horton and Sales.
Oh, good.
And it's an all natural. Both products are, they're test free. You don't have to worry about it. It sustains integrity of joint fluid. And it's used by some of the top trainers, Todd Fletcher, Tony Guthrie, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker, just mentioned a few of them. And it's 100% natural, so you don't have to worry about it. Go to lubricin.com, lubricin.com, or reborn.com, reborn.com. That's two great products.
I'm back, just briefly though, don't turn the radio off.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to say that Alex Hasker brought a couple of great cowboys over from the Lubricin family yesterday. Two of the farmers, great. They were both national champions.
Oh, really?
In various capacities as rodeo cowboys. And Alex and his wife, Pam, had a great old time. They you know, if you're a cowboy, they get fucked up all the time, so they use Lubricin. So they're doing great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Jackie, it was nice seeing that.
Jackie swears by it. All right, well, let me get back to the notes now. Alteration. Alteration. The great you raise your alternation sire, this story you know. Then in the introduction here, this was if I should say that he's not the North American stylist, and the size of the moon is all three around me. Alternation stamp, alternate, not yet exclude, is a station of over 550,000. He's a half-sister to beat some balance, once a year in Canada. Grade 1 stakes in the USA and in Canada. Here is $1,589,000. Alternation is available for your inspection right now. The Pinot's test. Just call the farm. Here's the farm over the Pinot's. The number is 859-873-1420. On October 14th, the commander by Broken Bow on the Grade 3 BC Premier Handicap, boosting his earnings to over $498,000. For more information about the Pinot Stud, and Nancy Stevens, see the website at pinotstud.com. All right.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Gotcha. We'll see when you get here.
Who's that?
Your guest is running a little bit behind, but he'll be there.
So
Mary Simon has talked long.
I can talk as long as Michael Bowen.
What do you bring, a calendar back?
I brought you a calendar.
Oh, yeah, but, a Monet's.
A calendar, 13-month calendar, and it's got prints of the Monet's of some of the most famous horses.
See? Painted. Brass hat,
Shacklebird, Animal Kingdom, Cigar, Funny Side, Summerbird.
Isn't that
Einstein,
nice?
Einstein, he's everybody's favorite. Ghost Zapper.
Yeah.
Stormcat, that's his last painting that he's done.
Really?
And with every calendar, I'm giving an individual print of that in a photo of the unit work.
So it all goes to the
charity of Free Run. It takes care of the after care of the horses that we have in the Free Run program. So
I got to tell you a Rerun success story, it started out bad. Contact with Lisa Malloy, who's now running Rerun. And somebody in Virginia or somewhere adopted two horses and called somebody and said, well, I got to get rid of them. They're too tough or they're too this, they're too that. Well, that was, somebody should have followed up because they wound up at New Holland, the Camelot slaughter sale. And she got a hold of one of them and had to pay the kill buyer, who is the guy that got the horses, $705 to get one back, and they couldn't find the other one. And yesterday they found it in the kill pen. And she called the people that bred it or had owned it, and they said, we can't take it back, but will you take it to be rerun and re-educated, and we'll pay for the buyback. It's
So they did. So
breeders.
Yeah. So she got two saved that had already been saved once and some lousy.
Well, I think the woman who was in a hurry to get rid of them, she just gave them to the first person that came along. It just happened to be on their way to the gym, I think.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You have to pay attention.
Oh,
God.
Well, maybe she had some kind of emergency or something.
Could have. Well, we ran a horse one time that it looked like he bled. He didn't bleed. He banged his stupid head against the, it wasn't this one.
He won.
But anyway, it looked like he bled, but he banged his head against the starting gate. So this dog came out, oh, we sure would like to give him a home. Oh, we have pastures and, oh, running streams, you know, all this idyllic stuff. He was a kill buyer.
Yeah.
They have a name for that. I forget. There's some farms that do specifically that. They take horses and they fat them up because the kill pen, they don't want a skinny horse.
Right.
They want a bigger horse. So these farms, so to speak, take the horses and fat them up. And that's where they're going. And they come under the pretense that there's a happy haven place, you know.
Yeah.
It's not.
This is Mary Simon talking now, better known to everybody as Monet Mary.
And I really don't know anything about taking care of horses. I'm just the Monet person. I just like
to love on them and have them paint pictures. Explain a Monet, because there might be somebody out there who had not heard of Monet.
Well, we came up with the name. It's the French artist and then the sound that the horse makes. So we came up with Monet. And it's an original abstract piece of art done with watercolors and non-toxic paint for the horses. And we encourage the horse to dip their muzzle into a plate of paint and then reward them a little treat if they put that paint on a piece of watercolor paper. And then they do, and they're curious, and they just keep on going, and they like the treats. Before you know it, you've got a wonderful abstract piece of art.
Yeah,
it's just they're all originals, and then we auction them for rerun. And we've always got some on eBay. That's our primary source of offering the paintings. And we auction them, and then we have buy it now. And just recently, we've been really busy the last couple of weeks. We just did Mars Day in, which was a goal. My first goal in life was to get the North Cap. And after I accomplished that one, I thought that's all I needed. But then we did accomplish that. So he'll be available in our Breeders' Cup auction. We're going to have an auction on eBay, November 28th, and it'll run about 10 days. So anybody that wants a Breeders' Cup winner or participant, we've got some big names. I love Einstein. He is so handsome and so good.
Getting some runners, John.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think it was 2-year olds by him, you know, because he'd run all day. But the first 2 2-year old winners he had starters, one, going 4.5 furlongs to find out that, you know. So that's a good indication of things to come.
I think her name was Academic Probation ran last week. It came out. I was hoping she'd do well.
He's got a filly that's placed in 2 stakes out in California, 2 nice stakes already. Yeah.
Yes.
E equals MC squared.
I love the name. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the best sires we've got, really, they were talking about nice horses with Galileo and everything, is Kitten's Joy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he got Kitten's Joy.
Yeah. He painted, he went crazy last week. He painted 6 paintings. We couldn't get him to stop. He was
That's so good.
And he is so beautiful and he's so kind. Very, very nice. I love that horse.
Why'd you get Ken Ramsey to do it?
Yeah. Get one of Ken.
You couldn't get him to stand still.
You can't. Unless he's going to talk about one of his horses.
Exactly. He was at the farm manager's one night, and we enjoyed the heck out of him. He's smart and funny.
He can tell stories.
Yes. Oh, he's really
a nice family. His son Jeff has been absolutely delightful to work with. He is so nice.
Really?
So down to earth. I mean, we went to visit the horses one day, and we were going to take pictures of Kitten's Joy. He said, "I'll take the pictures. You go stand with him."
I mean,
who would let you do that? I mean, they're just wonderful out there.
Yeah. Good people. Nice. Yeah, down home, nice folks, love them.
But we've got coming up in this Breeders' Cup auction, we have Orb, too, because he's going to be running this year's Breeders' Cup, hopefully. And his painting is unique in that they used glow-in-the-dark paint.
Oh, fun.
So when you keep the painting in light and let it absorb the light, and then you go take it in the dark room, you see the sun and the moon come out in the dark. And it's kind of cool. We've never done that, so that was something different.
Now, you've got an auction going on through the 19th.
We've got auctions going on all the time.
Okay.
But we had the non-thoroughbreds up this
month. That's the one I've been announcing. And then
Oh, you've got that. I was getting ready to ask.
Oh, yeah. I've said that every week. And then the Breeders' Cup stuff.
That's coming up the 28th. Right, yeah. Now we've got some other paintings on there, but in honor of breast cancer awareness,
uh-huh.
We have some pink paintings up there.
Okay.
And
Mayor's?
Yeah, Princess Arabella.
Ah, okay.
And Pampered Princess. She won the jump on Spencer back in the 90s, and she's both lovely horses.
Oh, so the mayors are doing the cancer awareness, isn't that not that your idea?
That's what we did in pink. Uh-huh. For October.
Painting in pink.
Painting in pink.
Yeah. That's great.
And then there's a horse running stake human that in that race that Michael likes to do that other horse, but Selfina's running today, Keeman. She painted a painting. It's out in pink, but she is absolutely adorable. Sweet as can be. She nuzzles you.
Oh.
Very, very kind, very gray horse. So she's running today.
Nice.
Hopefully somebody will want her painting.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We call it Monet Magic. All the horses that have painted pictures go on to win graded stakes.
Woohoo.
Big
stakes. There you go.
May not always be right Arma. After the painting.
Where were you when I was trained? it would have taken more than that.
Yeah.
Well, our perfect example is Silver Max. We had his painting up on eBay forever and nobody would put a bid in.
Nah, it's a great one stake.
And then all of a sudden he won that Ocean whatever that was racing. So people got interested in him. And sure enough, that next, beat White Dan right after that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as we call it karma or magic or something.
That's
so
wonderful.
Keep them going.
How fun. That is outstanding.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And thank you for the calendar.
Well, thank you. And did you announce that you have joined
the
Rogues Gallery? No?
Yeah. Well, Lisa asked me if I, participate by being on the board. And I said, sure. Whatever you say, kid.
We have four people in Lexington, and that'll help, because I've always been by myself.
The two of us, and who are the other?
Dr. Park.
Dr.
At Park Equine Hospital.
Yeah.
On the road there. And Jan Roll. She introduces herself as Nixito's first wife.
Oh!
I have not met her yet, but I'm sure she's a great person.
I wonder if she was out there yesterday. How?
I don't know.
So now we've got four people in Lexington.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sure that she'll do a really great job. I really like her.
Absolutely.
Oh, she is outstanding. Lisa Malloy, she's like she got more energy than anybody I ever, and more sense to go with it. She is just.
Yep.
Terrific horsewoman. I've just never.
Pick me up. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, those horses, I love her right off the bat. She's no threat. She just says, "Will you do this?" And the horse says, "Sure."
But she understands horses.
She understands. Yeah. She talks.
All right. I believe this is my.
Yes, sir.
I guess coming here right
now. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, he's not that late. Gee whiz.
Anything else you want to mention before we go?
I just hope that people will go on eBay and look at these Breeders' Cup horses, because we've got some dandies. And then in December we'll have our Christmas holiday auction, and we've got some big names for that too. So.
Well, let me know. If you can't come in, I'd rather you come in and talk it.
I would love to.
Yeah, anytime. Any Saturday. And if you can't make it, just call me and I'll put it in with the announcement.
And we'll do that next weekend.
Yes, I certainly will.
Take care of it.
Well, enjoy your calendar.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I'm going to have Chance Tim on here in just a second. I've got to do a commercial
Chance,
here first. State Mary, the leading money winner.
Monet Mary.
The leading money winner, Vernon Beeney, completed a successful first year. And we're looking forward to the arrival of his first foal next year. If they look anything like their sound, they're going to be knockouts. The 33rd foal at Alton for $500,000.
Results
from one of the greatest stakes will be competing against the best horses in Spain. Meeting and feeding the likes of Animal Kingdom, Group of Dog. He won the historic Grade 1 Travers, the Grade 2 James Daniels, the Grade 3 Gutman. Then second in the Grade 1 Belmont, third in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup. After three, after running second in the Grade 1 Hope, two, and four, he goes out his career after running second in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup again for the victory in the Grade 1 Cigar Mile. He earned over $1,635,000. Dethirks is Dan by Stormberg. Medusa two graded state players. He's second hand on the class runner. Make charge and daughter of Bridgel. I don't know what happened to me. And see the website at Claiborne.com.
Have you been to
Riley?
So, maybe the tax shop?
Are you taking iron supplements?
You cut me off there? No. All right. Well, Halesfield won two of North America's most coveted stakes, Jockey Club Gold Cup and the Suburban. In the grade one Jockey Club Gold Cup, he handed Blaine his only defeat of the year. In fact, Haynesfield won stakes of 2, 3, 4, and 5, and distance 6.5 furlongs to 1.25 miles, retired with earnings of over $1,319,000. He's the son of champion sprinter Sprackstown, who's currently locked in a duel with Kitten George for number one on the North American sire list. And his female family, yes, just as impressive, having already given us 2 champions, 5 millionaires, and Blue Bear of the Year, and literally dozens of stakes on. Now the first full side by Haynesfield and winning. And you likely have the opportunity to see some of them at the fall breeding stock sale. We think you're going to like what you see. Haynesfield, stand at Mr. Mrs. Bird and see it on the Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, what's going on down there? Oh, okay, that's all right. All right, well, guys. We've got, you're wearing a spring glass, Jack. Why'd you bring me one? I've got Chance Tim here with me. Chance is, with Windstar Farm. Get a little closer to that microphone.
All right.
It's not going to bite you.
No, I hope not anyway.
You don't have to crib on it.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah. You have?
I have.
Well, Tim, thanks for coming.
No, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I've never met you before, but, where were you before you went to Windstar?
Well, I've been with Windstar for a year now, but prior to that, I was with John Fulton Bloodstock, based here in Lexington, and we were doing bloodstock work. And I was with him for about 2 years.
Is that right?
After I'd completed the Darley Flying Star course.
That's a great program.
It was, yeah, it was tremendous. I had a tremendous experience. It was great.
They didn't have that when I was coming up.
No.
No.
I'd say you did your own version of Flying Star. Here, there, and everywhere.
Well, I don't know how flying it was. But a lot of mucking out, I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, well, where are you from?
I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake.
It's not exactly a hotbed of horse racing out there.
No, not quite. You know, my dad was a quarter horse jockey. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he rode quarter horses for about 15 years, and actually two of my uncles were riders as well.
A quarter horse?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've got a quarter horse trainer who does very well, Matt Frazier.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know Matt?
I don't.
Yeah. He trained some for the Gentry Farm, Gentry Stables.
Okay.
You know, it's right over here, Matt Howard, man. You know,
sure.
It's got the qualifier for that some million dollar race. I don't keep up with quarter horse. Some million dollar race is coming up here pretty quick.
Right.
And they raise a bunch of nice horses, quarter horses. They have both.
Uh-huh.
You know. And, I can't keep up with what the hell he's doing. Breeding these things because he's always going to the airport to get semen.
Yeah.
What's this all about?
Picking up semen, picking up embryos. They're shipping that stuff all over the country, all over the world, I guess.
I know. They've got, like, yearlings out there that are full sisters or full brothers or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Same pedigrees, or same age.
Yeah. No.
That makes sense.
No, it's a little different. In fact, it's come back to hurt the AQHA now, but they're facing some lawsuits now about cloning and all that sort of business.
Are they?
It's gotten out of hand now.
Well, see, I don't keep up with that.
Yeah.
Matt would know.
Right.
Did your dad just race, or do you ever raise any horses, or what, four horses? Or?
Yeah, no, we raised a handful. You know, I mean, the family would have had a few foals, you know, a couple mares, you know. Mm-hmm.
Grew up on a ranch, kind of.
No. Actually, it was a very small place in the suburbs. You know, we just had a little bit of section of horse property, and that was it. My uncle had a bigger spot out outside of town, and he kept some of the mares, and he raised some of the foals out there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Where do they race? Do they have? In Utah, they do.
All in the bushes around there. There's all kinds of bush tracks around there. The county fairs that they'd have races at, and that kind of thing.
thoroughbreds too?
Oh yeah, you could, they called them that. They were just quarter horses that ran a little longer, but.
I had an old boy on here one day that used to ride out that road in those kind of track road thoroughbreds and quarter horses. And he said this one meeting they had, they would pull the tote board into the center field with a, with a pickup truck.
Oh yeah, you know. Flatbed trailer on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen that, huh?
Oh yeah.
Have you?
Oh yeah. The finish line used to be in the rodeo arena. And so they'd race those 2-year-old quarter horses and they'd be green as can be and they'd come down the lane, you know, and they'd hit that open arena and they'd duck out and carry on.
Did you ever ride any like that?
I did. I went to school in Arizona, at the University of Arizona down there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I galloped and broke a few babies and things like that. Worked on the starting gate while I was going to school.
So, quarter horses.
Thoroughbreds too.
Thoroughbreds too.
Yeah, thoroughbreds.
In Arizona. What tracks?
Mostly, again, the fair circuit. The Rito track is the local track there in Tucson.
How do you pronounce it?
Rito.
Is that the way you say it? I've been saying Rialto all these
years. Rialto. A lot of people say Rialto. Yeah. But
well, I just put a little hard in pronunciation.
Now, yeah.
Don't ask me in French.
Don't ask me either.
So where'd you go to college down there?
I did. Yeah. Went to school down there at the racetrack industry program.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent, I guess, 4 years down there. Had a great experience. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Was able to learn a lot and did an internship while I was down there with Bessel Stallion Farm in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, worked on the gate and did a few work placements at Belmont and here at Cameron while I was going to school.
Where did you work? What did you do at Belmont?
I was actually, funny enough, did some work placements with United Tote when they switched over the tote programs. United Tote asked some of the students mm-hmm. to come out and help train some of the tellers on the new software system. So was able to do that a few times, which was fun. First time I'd ever been to Keeneland and Belmont. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was great.
Well, how did you get in touch with the Dolly folk? Just read about it or heard about it?
Well, actually, the fellow who manages it, Joe Osborne, who's the director of Darley Ireland, had come to University of Arizona and spoke to us about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never, to be honest, after college, I was sort of, you know, looking towards the quarter horse industry for my career. Found that a little bit difficult because the industry was just so much smaller. And two of my friends were actually interested in the horse. So that got me thinking about it. I wasn't having a whole lot of success in the quarter horse business. I landed at Arapahoe Park and decided that was a long way from where I thought I wanted to be.
That's in Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
I spent a race meet out there and got out of college and that wasn't quite what I wanted to be doing, so I packed up and headed east and landed in Lexington trying to build my resume and on the Flying Star.
Now they race thoroughbreds at Arapahoe.
Well, they race anything with hair and four legs. Oh, yeah.
They used to have a track out there called Centennial.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That way.
Well, that's now Arapahoe.
Is it the same spot?
Yeah, the old Centennial track, now Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Now you do go to Arizona or Arizona State?
Arizona. Okay. Tucson.
Which one has good basketball?
Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, they've had a tremendous basketball.
Yeah, they beat Kentucky.
They did.
Shouldn't have.
So
they lost two starters.
Yeah.
You know, the kid, his name, Anderson, that broke something in his foot and couldn't start. And then another kid couldn't start and beat him in overtime and wore him down, but because they didn't have any substitutes. Now, see, I'm making excuses.
As every Kentucky fan does.
Yeah, damn right. We'll get you this year.
I'd say you would, yeah.
I got to take a break and then I'll get right back to you. Now, talking to Chance Chin here. Well, October 12th in Great Britain, Group 1. Dubai Dewhurst Stakes was won by War Command. Two Yokopa Warfront, that win plus two other group wins. Stamp War Command is the likely 2-year-old champion in England and Ireland. Warfront ranked fifth on the North American side list with 16 stakes winners, 24 stakes horses, 10 graded stakes winners, two grade one winners, and earnings of over $8,528,000. In 2013, his sales earnings have sold for an average of $385,364. Warfront's lofty status has been achieved through runners like Warfront and Data Link, who is to join his siren stud Clayton Farm in 2014. Datalink, one of the grade one makers, 46 Mile at Keeneland, grade two Citation at Holloway Park, the grade two Monmouth Handicap, and a grade three Canadian Turf at Gulfstream for earnings of over $831,000. The dam won, stakes and is a full assistant to stakes winner Vespers. Dam a grade one stakes winner and near millionaire Hymnbook. Of course, Hymnbook is by the Claiborne Sire Art. It's a running family. Warfront's 2014 stud fee is $150,000. His grade one winning son, Datalink, enter a stud for $7,500. Fees are payable when the foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sands and see the website at CravenFarm.com. My good friends Hill and Reagan Parker have a real estate business here in Lexington. Been in the real estate business for over 12 years now. Hill, I met first Hill when he was, first met Hill when he was training out here, and then I was out here yesterday and doggone, we didn't go by on a horse, so I guess he's out here training again. Real estate business must be very good if you can afford to put a horse in training, especially if it's wrong with him. But anyway, they do a great job. They're wonderful people, and they're horsemen. And Hill, of course, is a name level pony clubber, so he knows his horses. And that's the kind of guy he wants looking for you. They know what horsemen want, what they need. If you're looking for a farm, good place to list your farm, go to the website. It's LexHorseFarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. They live in Lexington. It's 859-608-8039. Great people to do business with, and they have a great website at LexHorseFarms.com. Listings all over Central Kentucky, so and probably outside of Central Kentucky as far as that goes. Wonderful people to do business with and you can trust them. That's at LexHorseFarms.com, Hill and Reagan Parker. Well, keeping in mind that today is going on some 250 stakes horses at Polk McLean's Crestwood Farm, go to Tent B at Fazer Tipton, Kentucky. Take a look at the yearlings in this fall's consignment. You'll find a wide variety of offerings, coached by Explosive Quality, Lemon Drop Kids, His Deja Vu, Santa Crestwood, Majestic Perfection, Thunder Gulf, The Fleet Empress, The Daddy, Silver Train, Unbridled Energy, Roman Ruler, Phillies by Exclusive Quality, Street Boss, Unbridled Energy, Noble Causeway, The Lemon Drop Kid. They're raising the right way at Crestwood Farm, the only farm to have raised three fillies. They went on to earn more than $2 million each. Crestwood Farm is a family-operated full-service facility. Many of their clients have been with them for years and years and years, and that's because they're treated right there. When you visit the Polk McLean consignment, ask about those services, standing there, and how they can be of service to you. Check the website at crestwoodfarm.com, and once again, the Polk McLean consignment is in 10B at Fazer Tipton, Kentucky. Alrighty, I'm talking to Chance Temp. I wonder, where'd you get that name Chance? It sounds like a gunslinger.
Well, you're not too far off, actually. My mom had a mild obsession with, what's his name? He just slipped my mind. Sam.
First name or last name?
As a famous movie star. Gosh, what's his name?
With the name Chance, then?
Yeah, he was, I think it was that old movie, Honeysuckle Rose, I think it was, and he played in there. Sam Elliott, is it? Yeah, Elliott, yeah. And I think he played in that movie, and she really liked it. His name is Chance in that movie. So I think there's a John Wayne movie where he plays Chance, too. So.
Oh, okay. So she liked the name?
Yeah, it kind of came from there.
All right. Oh, well, you've been over at the... at Windstar now for, has it been a year already?
It has. It's been a year.
That's hard to believe.
I know, but time flies.
Yeah, I've been writing your name on the bottom of those commercials. You read those things when I send them to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we do.
Yeah? Listen, if I ever goof one up and I'm eligible.
No.
Well, don't say no, because I do. I have people looking over my shoulder all the time.
No, that looks great. We appreciate it.
Well, listen. That bunch over there, it's easy. Because they're winning stakes just about every weekend, you know, once up it is.
That's right. Makes my job easy, that's for sure. Sure.
Yeah, I bet it does. Mm-hmm. Mine too. But, it's, they've got a great array of stallions over there, yeah. You got a particular favorite?
Gosh, I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to be around a horse like the Sort of Humor every day. You know, it's amazing to be around him and realize what he's accomplished and, you know, what
what's his temperament like?
piece of cake. He's an old pony.
Yeah.
Doesn't get too excited about much. Just likes the peppermint every now and then.
What about Tiz now?
Tiz is a little different. He's kind of an ornery old sort.
Is he? Oh, isn't that old?
No, well, he's going to be 17 now this year.
His ex-jockey's got a jockey school here.
He does, yeah.
Chris McCarron.
Yeah.
You know Chris?
I do.
Yeah.
Great fella.
Yeah, oh, he's a nice guy. Uh-huh. He told a tale about getting that horse ready for the second Breeders' Cup. And, you know, he reached the horse where he didn't want to work. Reached the stage in the train where the horse didn't want to work.
Right.
And he said he was fiddling around with him one morning, you know, before, a week or two before the race, and took him behind the starting gate. And something told him, you know, that this horse just started jogging out from there and says, I believe he's going to work. So he let him go and, you know, put his feet up in the stirrups and rode him, and he did. And then, of course, he came. That was a fantastic race.
It was, yeah. Oh, he's still pretty. He's got his own mind, that's for sure.
That was a dick. What a game horse.
He is. Yeah, he's an unbelievable amount of guts to him.
I think it was the coach of maybe the New England Patriots that showed his team. They were going into a big game, and it showed him that, you know. And they turned for home, and they hit a certain point in that strip. He stopped it. He says, now who's going to win this? And they all thought the other horse was.
Right.
You know? And then they went on, and he says, that just shows boys don't ever give up.
That's great. I've not heard that.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
That's fun. Well, what are you doing over there? Bushman's Seasons.
You know, at the moment, we're pretty tied up with this phase of Tipton October sale. So
yeah, I know you just buzzed over here from there.
Yeah. So we've been out there this morning, looking at a bunch of yearlings, and hope to find a few that we can buy and sort of monitor our own stallions' progeny and you know, support the breeders and hope those horses sell well for them this week. But it's getting that time, you're right. Plenty of requests for seasons coming through, so it's starting to pick up at that time of year. But it's been busy. There's never a dull moment over there. We're always keeping going. The September sale was fantastic, so we were tied up with that there earlier. And Tiz Now, speaking of which, had a tremendous sale. Had two $1.7 million yearlings and was the third leading sire by average through the September sale.
Tiz Now.
He was.
Yeah, did great.
Fantastic. And, of course, Super Saver was a great result. Had his first yearling selling this year, and they averaged just under 110,000 through the September sale. So had some bring as much as 360 and 320. So we were really pleased with him as well.
Yeah, that's well. They say he's a grand looking horse.
He's beautiful. Is absolutely he? Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. You got some other young horses coming up.
We do, yeah. New stallions this year will be Take Charge Indy, and got him coming to the farm this year.
He's not there yet, is he?
He is. He's not available for inspection at the moment. We'll make him available during the November sale open house, so we encourage people to come out and see him then. Okay. We've got a few new guys. Bodie Meister and Gemologist were our first year horses last year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great first year at Stud.
Bodie Meister, he was. What a runner he was.
He was, yeah. He was something.
I thought sure as heck he was going to win the Derby at the 16th pole, I thought he was.
I know. Yeah. It's terribly unlucky. But
well, you know, we ran a great race.
He did. Yeah. He was still the only three-year-old that year to run four triple-digit buyers. So yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. Arguably still the best three-year-old in the year. So he was well-received last year, as was Gemologist. And, of course, we've got Sydney's Candy and Drosselmeyer with their first foals selling in November this year. Both of which look really, really good. We're really happy with the progress they're making. So, at the moment, things seem to be going in the right direction.
Yeah. I see you're wearing a spring and last vest.
I am, yeah. Trying to keep warm.
That was just going extremely well.
Gosh, he had a bang up first season. And even this year, they've gone on and, you know, Sabine Girl, she won Monmouth Oaks earlier this year. He's currently tied with cumulative number of stakes winners for his crop with Majestic Warrior and Midnight Loop. So he's had three graded stakes winners. So
he's in pretty good company there.
He is, yeah. Looks like a pretty good crop of stallions.
Yeah. So he was a good racehorse. He won $1 million. He's Silver Dick.
He is, huh?
Yeah.
He was a fantastic racehorse. We won the Don Handicap and won the Get Off in the Mile in the UAE. And, he was really, really.
They love him in Canada.
They do, yeah.
I mean, Norman Cassidy, I mean, not Norman, his son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What the hell is his name? I knew.
Norm is the son, is he?
No, Norm's the daddy.
Mark Cassidy.
I can never remember his name.
Right.
I knew Norman from years ago. That boy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's, the family made their money. They used to build, fire engines, you know.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't know that. But he's a great guy. He's had
that
a lot
bit of
fun.
Trivia.
There it? You go. Next time I see him, I'll hit him up about it.
Yeah. That's where they started. That's what Norman's family was building, I know.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. He's a heck of a trainer. He's had a lot of
success. Mark is, yeah.
He trains a few horses for Windstar, too.
Does he?
He does, yeah.
You all got a track out there, ain't
you? We do. We have a training center out there. About 7.5 furlong training center over there.
Mm-hmm. You have grass gallops, too?
We don't have a grass gallop. We've actually got an uphill synthetic track gallop.
Okay.
Which we use quite a lot. It's really nice.
What surface is
it? Well, it's poly track, but we've actually, Michael Dickinson is now consulting with us on the surface, so it's a bit of a mix of everything, to be honest.
Okay.
But it works great. We've had a lot of success with it, and had a number of nice horses come off that center this year. Capo Bastone was with us earlier.
Is that right?
Yeah. Won a grade one there at Saratoga. We've had a number of really nice horses there this year, so it's worked out well for us.
Yeah. Y'all break your names there?
We do. On the other side of the farm, we've got a breaking center.
Mm-hmm. How many acres y'all have?
Gosh, just sort of 2,000.
Wow, that's a big farm.
It is, yeah. What originally started out about 400 acres has grown quite a lot over the last year.
Yeah, I know when Art Preston was over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually bred a couple of mares over there. You know, he was breeding to. It wasn't Chris S. he had Chris S, though, standing there. Yeah. You know that Mr. Preston owns his training center right next to this, you know.
I saw that, yeah.
It's nice guy.
Greg Fox's old place, isn't it?
Yes, Greg Fox's old place. Yeah, yeah. He just bought it not too long, several months ago.
I'm good friends with Rich Decker that does a lot of business for
Preston. Oh, I know him. Rich has been with the Preston for 100 years.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Actually, when I did my internship at Vessels, he was out there for a while.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. So I got to know Rich during my time in California.
Yeah. Wow. That's a small world.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you like it over there now?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, as we keep referencing, you know, it makes it easy when the stallions are going the right direction. Mm-hmm. So, Spicetown has had a great year. And
wonderful year.
Yeah, he's knocking on the door with Kitten's Joy. It's tough to beat the kitten these days, but.
That horse is a freak.
We're doing our best to try to beat him, but it could be tough. But no, he's had a great year and, there's just, the roster of stallions over there is tremendous. And,
yeah.
The great thing about it is that I'm able to be involved with, you know, all aspects of the farm and, you know, working the sales and working the 2-year-old sales and, the marketing aspect. And, so I've got my hands in everything, it seems like that, a little bit of everything over there, which is great.
Yeah.
It's great to be a part of every asset of every aspect of it.
You married?
I'm not, but I'm engaged.
Oh, are you?
I am, yeah.
That Kentucky girl?
She is a Bourbon County girl.
Oh, a Bourbon County girl. Hot damn. I live in Bourbon County. Man, you got good taste, that
I guess, right. Yeah. She's, I don't know if you know Bobby Spaulding. Bobby Spaulding managed Stonerside Farm.
Don't know him personally.
Yeah.
It's his daughter?
It's his daughter, Abigail.
Well.
Yeah, wonderful girl.
When are you getting married?
Next May. May 31st.
May the 31st.
Uh-huh.
Well. Wish her well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully I can keep her on board until then.
she likes horses?
She does.
That's good. Good to have a common interest that way.
Absolutely. She grew up on that farm up the Stoner side when the McNair's owned it, and we still spend a good amount of time there now since Sheikh Mohammed purchased the farm.
Yeah. So. That's great.
Yeah, it's great. We love spending time up there.
You should have brought her around.
I should have, yeah.
Okay. Chance, I'm talking to Chance. Yeah, I'm going to let you go. You can go back to the sale.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me out.
Well, I wanted to meet you. I had Darren on not too long ago. I have to get Leanne over here next.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you again. It's good meeting you.
Good meeting you, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right.
Take care.
Well, First Defense and Mizzen Mass and Judmont Stallions at Bullseye 2013 Classic.
Good to meet you.
First Defense and his first crop is a sire of clothes hatties. Winner of the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, the Million Dollar Cotillion, and the Grade 2 Gazelle, defeating Princess of Silmar. Clothes hatches has earned over $1 million. Mizzen Mass is sire of Flotilla, winner this year of the Group 1 French 1000 Guinea. Last year, Flotilla was a co-champion 2-year-old foot in France after winning the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Junior Series 2. Mizzen Mass decided another Breeders' Cup winner in 2012. You don't decide to do so. It missed direction. Tonto Colt and Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. I was reading today's form today where she's going back in that race. Miss Direction has won 3 more Greatest Stakes this year. She's earned over $1,169,000. Mizzen Mass decided 5 Grade 1 Stakes winners. There are 4 yearlings, a Colt and 3 fillies by First Defense. The three of them is the math, the Colton sister is cataloged for the October sale of safety.
I thought you liked custard and she liked cream.
Take a good look. Both First Defense and Mizzen Mass are proven grade 1
stock. There's 2 of them.
For more information, contact Gerard Orton and Fry on the website at judmont.com. The runners raised on products from McCauley Brothers won 4 stakes last week. 2 graded stakes. Pianist, one of the grade 3 Athenia at Belmont, just bred by Great Stock after the division of Miners. The Grade 3 BC Premier Stakes in Canada was won by Commander, bred by the Paragon Farm. Belmont's Coastal Stakes winner, Vegas No Show, was bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. And the Barbaro Stakes at Delaware won 2 Purple Eggs, bred by the partnership of Bill Betts, Dr. Chuck Kutter, Kitter, and Nancy Robinoff, and raised on Betts Farm. Congratulations to all. Week after week after week, it's been our privilege to announce the names of breeders of stakes winners raised on McCauley product. And it's made a believer out of me, I'll tell you that. So why don't you give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call? The number is 859-873-3333. Ask him about McCauley products and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. And of course, you're always welcome to stop by the office of 111 Broadway and Priscilla's McCauley Brothers, where it is all about the horse.
Okay.
All right, what'd you do, buy some Cheez-Its?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love Cheez-Its. I was browsing around in an old book. What we got here?
Medina Springs.
Medina Springs.
Oh, okay. Last Saturday, Belmont, the Grade 3 Knickerbocker was won by Zion Poole, a 5-year-old son of Boots Zapper. That same day, Woodbine Dance again, a 3-year-old filly by Awesome again, $150,000 Carrotine Stakes. Zion Poole has never been off the board in 7 starts this year, with wins in the Grade 3 Red Bank at Monmouth, the Grade 3 Canadian Turf at Gulfstream. In his 2 previous starts prior to the Knickerbocker, he finished 2nd in 2 Grade 1 Stakes, the Woodbine Mile and the Shoemaker Mile at Hollywood Park. He's earned $675,345. Gold Zapper in 2013 is a sire 15 stakes horses, 15 stakes winners, 25 stakes horses, 8 graded stakes winners, 3 grade 1 winners. His most recent stakes winner was on October 14th in Canada when Aces Again, bred by Wall Street Thoroughbreds in Adena Springs, won the Harvest Gold Plate Handicap. Awesome Again, like his Hall of Fame son, Gosapper, has also sired 3 good grade 1 stakes winners this year, including the brilliant Game On Dude, considered by many to be the best older horse in the nation. Another weekend stakes, E equals MC squared, 2-year-old foot in the first club by Einstein, ran 2nd in the Anokia at Santa Anita earlier. Finished 2nd in the Land of Lucy Stakes in Hollywood. Another first crop winner by Einstein won a maiden special on October 12th. Einstein excelled around 2 turns, won 5 grade 1 stakes, earned nearly $3 million. Goose Apple, Awesome Again, Einstein, all freestanding Adena Springs. Call the farm at 859-987-1798 and see the website at Adena Stallions for more information. I better get up and do an Irish jig to that. I think I'll just sit here, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got Steve Mooney on the line with me. Steve's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And Steve's going to give us the winner of the Raven Run out of Keeneland today. Steve, it's a good day to sit home in front of TV and watch it today, isn't it? It's kind of chilly. Got a bad case of the yuckies. Who do you like out there today? Might never cooperate with me either, see?
15, 10, and 9. All right. Well, thank you, Steve. I do appreciate it. And good luck, my friend. And we'll be talking to you next week, Steve Moody, with the Kentucky Handicap Retreat. You can find that wherever the celebration form. You can get it online at grisnet.com. I'm pretty sure they sell them out of Keeneland also. So this Kentucky Handicap Retreat with Steve Moody. Thanks, Steve. All righty. Well, Thursday at Keeneland, the $100,000 Sycamore was won by Najar, the third stakes winner from the first spot by Dazzle. Written on the Chadwell Farm, Najar has been knocking on the door of stakes, beating just a half length in the Grade 3 Louisville handicap, a length and a quarter in the Grade 3 Arlington handicap, and a length and a quarter in the American St. Ledger Arlington Park. He's earned over $237,000 now. Dazzle's also the side of the 2013 stakes winner, Committee on Day, a winner of five stakes, including Grade 1 stakes down in South America, plus three more to place in stakes this year. The Sizzle is placed in graded stakes at Church of C3 and group stakes in France, and Sweet Little Man at Woodbine. There are three Dazzle units in the October sale at Fancy Tiffany. There are also five by Hall of Famer Invisor. These are two 2013 stakes winners, including a graded stakes winner, two by Unbridled's multiple graded stakes winning son, Mustafar. He is a sire of seven winners, including a stakes place runner from just nine starters. Now, for more about the Shadwell Farm stallion, get Jeff's stallion manager, Kent Barnes. The number out there is 859-224-4585. See the website at shadwellfarm.com. Jackie, can I? I'm going to try to read that old bit. We'll end up with you. Oh. Oh, can't forget breadstick. Alrighty, well, last Monday at Belmont, the $100,000 I'm a Banker Stakes was won by Blinko, another runner by, and I say another, by Artie Schiller. We say another because Artie Schiller's already signed two Grade 1 stakes winning two goals this month. In fact, he's the only sire in North America to have two Grade 1 juvenile winners this year. And he has climbed to number three on the juvenile sire list, behind only Warfront and his stablemate out of Windstar Farm, Harlan's Holiday. Artie Schiller's two juvenile winners, stakes winners, are the undefeated My Conquistadori, winner of the Grade 1 Alice of Bides, and We Miss Artie, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Fraternity. Mingo won stakes last year at Santa Anita, and other stakes on October 13th at Santa Anita. But John, a trio put of a Sprites now, won the Anokia stakes. Becomer size 19, 2013 stakes winner, Spice down to the size 25 stakes losses this year, 16 of them won a place in graded stakes, with three Grade 1 stakes winners. He is dueling with Kip Shore for the number one ranking on the North American side list. Artie Schiller, Spice down, both stand at Windstar Farm. More information, get to touch with Darren Fox, and a packer to change 10. 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. I don't know if I'll have time to read this.
Oh, try.
Well, all right. I ran across, looking back at old stuff here, an old bit about Exterminator, written back in 1945. So I'll read what I can of it here for that time. Of all the horses which died in 1945, the greatest by pounds was the oldest by years, and was the almost legendary Exterminator. Weight carrier, the stayer, the stretch runner. He had lived a little over 30 years, great age for a horse. Many horsemen call him the greatest horse they had ever seen. Many racing people who had never seen him knew of him as a sort of symbol of indestructibility, from stamina and thoroughbred courage. He ran his last race at Doorbell Park in June of 1924. And since then, he has been a pensioner and a favorite, first at Remnant Hall in Virginia, then at Court Manor Stud, and finally at Sunbriar Court at Birmingham, New York, where he died on September 26th. He was buried there beside his old stablemate, Sunbriar, who he had supplanted as head of the stable in 1980. This ceremony was formed on May 30th, my birthday, by the way, 1915, at Almerhurst Farm. It did not bear that name in Jesmond County, Kentucky. It was the son of McGee and Fairy Empress, which W.P. Knight had brought from Melbourne Stud. Mr. Knight died before exterminated was sold. The mare passed to his mother, Mrs. M.J. Misner. Actually, Mrs. Misner was the breeder of exterminated, but another son, S.D. Dixon Knight, attended to the business affairs of the farm, and it was his name that was taken officially as the breeder. It was a third son, G.L. Knight, father Henry and Joe Knight, who suggested the mating with McGee, and this was apparently worked out on a partnership basis. So when exterminated was sold in the paddock at Saratoga in 1960, it was cataloged as the property of Knight and Charles W. Moore, the latter owner of McGee. He was bought for $1,500 by Cal Mount, a native of Alabama who had settled near Lexington and had been very successful in owning the training horse. He brought Exterminator several other years, mainly with the view of selling them later at a profit. In the same year, the late Willis Sharp Kemmer bought an imported colt named Sunday for $6,000, not caring for the name, he changed it to Sunbriar. In 1917, Sunbriar was the leading two-year-old horse of the season, with winnings of $59,505. Exterminator, having got into a bad physical condition, had been gilded, and he raced once at the Tony. Times in Canada. He won two unimportant races worth a total of $1,350. But at three, the pads and the two horses crossed. Sunbriar refused to extend himself in his work, and Mr. Kemmer wanted a horse to work with him. Exterminator had been going well at Lexington, and finally, Mr. Kemmer bought him for $9,000 in cash and two Baton Fillies by Oxford. Henry McDonald was training the Kemmer horses at the time, and as he recalled the matter now, Mr. Kemmer told him not to start Sunbriar for the Derby unless he could guarantee the colt would win. If I could guarantee a horse would win, said Uncle Henry, I'd run a three-horse parlay. Then I'd have more money than you do, and I wouldn't have to be bothered with you anymore. Mr. Kemmer was careful to state that he had not bought Exterminator to run in the Derby, and all his life he said Sunbriar could beat Exterminator doing anything. But it was Exterminator that won the Kentucky Derby as the extreme outsider, while Sunbriar stayed in the stable. And it was Exterminator whose fame grew year by year, coming to a conclusion, perhaps, when he won the Pimlico Cup for the third successive year. He did as much for the Saratoga Cup, and twice he won the 2 mile Autumn Gold Cup at Belmont. The weight he carried and has become legendary, and perhaps exaggerated. But he was given 130 pounds or more on 34 occasions, and once was handicapped at 140 pounds. He won the Kentucky Handicap under 138 and the Toronto Autumn Cup under 137. He could and sometimes did win at 6 furlongs, but the routes from a mile and a quarter up were his favorite distances. When he left the racing horse at 9, he started 100 times and had won 50 races, earning $252,996. The biggest purse he ever won was $15,725. 9 trainers handled him. Mr. Kemmer switched about occasionally. An exterminator ran for them all. He shipped well, he ate well, he ran well every time he went out. He did not grow sour under punishment, nor cunning after his long experience. He was an honest, lovable, hard-running, plain-looking horse, and he became a hero to the public, which affectionately called him Old Bones because of his angular and ungrateful frame. He did not dodge weight, or track, or horses, or distance. One of his great races was for the Pimlico Cup in 1921, when he fought Boniface every step of the way and won only in the last stride. Henry McDaniel was training Boniface at the time, and Bill Knapp had exterminated. After the race, Uncle Henry commented, that horse drew a knife on him. Well, that was about Exterminator, so a little bit about it anyway. Let me see, where am I here? Lost again. The last Monday at Santa Anita, the $100,000 Speakeasy Stakes. Don't you like the name of that race? Speakeasy Stakes.
was won by Cannon Man. 2-year-old colt by Intermission. Cannon Man broke his maiden first time out at Del Mar, then turned in a solid performance. Back-to-back grade one races, the Del Mar Futurity and the Santa Anita's Front Runner. The Speakeasy was his fourth career start. Bred in Kentucky by Malibu Farm, trained by Bob Baffert, Cannon Man topped the Barrett's May sale, going for $320,000. He's from the second crop by Intermission, sired his first crop of grade one stakes winner, Golden Sense, winner of $1,440,000. Graded stakes winner, Vijack, winner of over $552,000. Multiple stakes winner and graded place, Sip at the Bar, winner of more than $578,000. Stakes winner, Holiday Mischief, and stakes place, Mischievous Mama. Congratulations to those that participated in the Intermission's Share the Upside program, who now own a free breeding right. Keep that in mind for future offerings for Spendthrift Farm. For more about the Spendthrift stallions and possible breeding incentives, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Nimsey, or Mark Tuthacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Jackie, I've got, got about 7 or 8 minutes.
I can get through this in about two.
In about two? You think I've got time to read this thing by Palmer?
Uh-huh.
I'll do it. It's called Two Gildings. And just a little bit about equipoise in there. Arm's second race at Hialeah, there was a great shaking of heads. Looks like he's washed up, was the consensus. He's shown no early speed. He's gained only gradually on different horses. In different horses. To be an undistinguished third. It was a sad showing for a horse which in 46 or 47 could blow down anything on 4 feet at a mile and a quarter. Jimmy Jones, who trained the 8-year-old son of Bull Lee, was at the door of the press box. "We'll go on with him," he said, "but he's 101. He'll never win another stakes race." He underestimated the fourth estate. One member, modestly turning his back for a moment, produced a Wilton dollar bill and took $100 worth of this. Jimmy accepted the wager, but then shut up his book. Several other persons were searching themselves menacingly. "Did Exterminator ever win a stakes after he was 8? Jimmy asked. There was no immediate answer, but later there was a look into the records. On April 21, 1923, the great old gilding picked up 129 pounds and beat another Kentucky Derby winner, Paul Jones, the net in the Philadelphia Handicap at Hardy Claw, giving the contender 20 pounds. He ran in 2 other stakes that year, each time under 132, and was once third, once second, beating the note. He won 3 races the following year at 9, but they were not stakes, and he was in with lightweight. Recently, Arm was out again, and this time he won, rushing away in an inferior field, easily, and running 7 furlongs of 123-2. This wasn't a stakes race either, but Arm seemed to have found the early speed he lacked. The guess here is that Jimmy made a bad bet. But Arm will have to go away to merit comparison with the angular big frame chestnut that carried the horse players and captured the horse players a generation ago. The most weight Arm ever carried was 135 pounds in the 6-furlong fall highway handicap 4 years ago. True North gave him 5 pounds to beat. He carried 132 pounds 4 times and was beaten in all of them. He's never won under more than 130. Exterminator, which at the same age of his career had raced 93 times against 69 for Arm, picked up more than 130 pounds exactly 30 times, and he won 16 of them. His best weight carrying effort came in the Kentucky Handicap in 1922 when he was 7. The race was then a mile and a half, and Exterminator lugged 130 pounds over the course and won by length and a half from 5 rank, a 4-year-old under 119. He won the Woodbine Autumn Handicap under 137, and he won repeatedly under 135. In the Ontario Jockey Club Handicap of 1920, he carried 134 and won at 2¼ miles. There are some other points of difference, too. It has always been doubted here that Arm would go more than 1¼ miles, and this has been confirmed more or less by default, since the stable has resolutely refused to send him further. The regular fall event used to be Exterminator's Conquest, for the 2¼-mile Pimlico Cup. He won it under 121 pounds in 1919, under 126 in 1920, and in 1921. Tried again in 1922, but his years had got to him. Then he was third behind Captain Alcock, which got 20 pounds, and Paul Jones, which got 27. For another thing, Arm wouldn't mud. The Pimlico Special 1947. He made one pass at Cosmic Bomb on a wet track and then began falling back, leaving the task to Furt. Exterminator took his races as they came, hot or cold, wet or dry, dodging neither track nor weight nor distance. On the other hand, the gallant old warrior probably never had the high order of speed which Arm commanded at his best. It would be a mistake to think of Exterminator as a patient plotter. Laurie wanted 6 furlongs as late as his 7th year, but it was doubtful that he could have armed up at the middle distances. But at staying and weight carrying and at accepting any going, we haven't seen Exterminator's like since. No Discovery came close. Even Exterminator wasn't the invincible giant that he seemed as one looks back through the years. He was given his heaviest task in the Independence Handicap at Latonia on July 4, 1922, when he was assigned his heaviest burden, 140 pounds, to carry for a punishing mile and a half. This student of performance, then an innocent of college age, was sitting thoughtfully in a handbook up on North Limestone Street in Lexington at the time, reading the Constitution, or the racing form, I forgot which. There was in the race a horse named Firebrand, which, like Exterminator, was the son of the imported stallion McGee, and also, like Exterminator, was a big, raw-boned, gritty stayer. One's heart went out to Exterminator under his crushing 140 pounds, but Firebrand had only 116, including Mac Garner, at the peak of his form. Firebrand, on the 4th of July, is a good enough punch bet for anybody, it was decided. Exterminator went a rousing 6. Firebrand won handsomely from devastation, and this department was, for some hours, the wealthiest juvenile in central Kentucky. Exterminator and Firebrand both gone now. So was Latonia. So was the money. But all of them were grand while they lasted.
Amen.
Amen. Jackie, you've got 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. This weekend at the Horse Park, the Arab Show and the Haggard Mid-South 3-day event and team challenge next week. United States Mounted Games Association, big deal, Central Kentucky Riding for Hope, annual Halloween trail ride and used tax sale, and also Oktoberfest horse trials. Ooh, Red State.
Red State Barbecue.
Oh, gee whiz. I'm telling you, cannot find better barbecue than this place. They serve that, like on a sandwich, they serve the pork without the barbecue sauce. You pick the sauce you want and put it on it, and that stuff is delicious, plain. Award-winning barbecue. They're out at 4020 Georgetown Road. Go straight out Georgetown Road. If for specials, try redstatebbq.com. They got great sides, meat by the pound, ribs. They do a gazillion weddings. They serve a lot of barbecue at those weddings. I can't say enough about it. It's great stuff.
Yes, that's David Carroll, and to give a lot of their profits to charity.
Yes, yes. Yeah. $500 a month before last, I think, went to old friends.
And that award winning, they got that for the brisket slider, the awards of the Taste of the Bluegrass Award in 2013 this year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You got to get out there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Great place to go. Great atmosphere.
Carry out, eat in there, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Here's a number if you want to carry out. 859-233-7898. All right.
Kathy Murphy's Hunter Pace is tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock, $30 a rider. If you want to sponsor the Masters, send Hunter Pace Sunday, November 3rd. Sponsorships are available.
They're playing our bailout time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's okay.
All right. We'll be on the next week at the same time. I want to thank Sean down in the studio for helping out today. Appreciate it. Good job, Sean. And Resty, of course, right here in the clocker stand. And we'll be talking to you at the same time in the same station next week. Sorry about that.
That's okay.